Steve Boyle here back. We were efforting to make sure we had Ron Berman on the line. And again, in the studio with me is Doug Hansen. And Ron, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, appreciate you getting in touch with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations on your win at the Nike Golf State Pro-Am.
Thank you very much. Yeah, real exciting, very unexpected.
Yeah, sounds like not a bad round after day one, but day two you guys kind of turned it on and had the low round of the weekend.
Yeah, the first day, it's funny, both rounds, after the four holes of the first round, we were one over par, and after three holes of the second round, we were one over par, and we shot 68 the first day, and then we kind of turned it on the second day and made a lot of birdies. So
yeah, well,
a lot of fun.
Is that 16 total for the 2 days?
No, we had, because we had three bogeys, so we had, and we birdied the same hole one time. So actually, we each had eight birdies, and then we had a tie on one hole. We each had a birdie, and then we had three bogeys. So we're 12 under.
Okay, so six, but 16 total birdies for the rounds.
Yes.
But minus 12 was the winning score. Just a one shot win over a couple of different. You said I caught a comment from you in another media source said you pretty good competition out there.
Oh yeah, well like Mike, I think Mike put it in perspective. Our combined age of Mike and I was 120.
Oh.
in the combined ages of the other two teams that finished second, so that's four people, was probably about 110.
Oh.
So that kind of puts it in perspective. So a lot of young, good players, and we just happened to luck out.
A couple of old geezers.
I'm having some mic issues with Doug Hansen joining me in studio. Try it out again, Doug.
I heard a couple of oldies.
I heard that in the background, but I can't hear Doug too well. But he's right.
Wimp slide over the other microphone there.
Been around a long time.
There we go.
How's that?
Yeah, I just said a couple of, sorry about that, a couple of old geezers playing there. But, man, that's a pretty good score, Ron. That's just incredible. And Steve, if you didn't know, this was their third state pro-am title over a period of, since 1992, maybe?
95.
No.
95, right, Ron?
95. Yeah, 22 years.
Yeah.
Wow, what a stretch. And you still and you still kept Mike for your partner.
Well, we always say we're defending at some point. You know, that's our rationale for playing together. Except, you know, for all the people out there that play golf and have played best ball golf with partners, you know, for a lot of years, they understand what the other guy does, doesn't do. And Mike and I just seem to know that. You know, I don't know. It's a lot of years of play together, but it makes a big difference when you're playing best ball, when you know what the other guy's kind of going to do on most of the time.
Yeah, and talking to Mike, he said that you doubled up birdies basically just on one hole, and the other 35, he either made them or you made them, and that's a really good way to ham and egg it, because I know a lot of the guys that were, you know, second and beyond you guys down the stretch were probably, you know, making a lot of stuff on the same holes, but you guys happen to do it on separate holes, which makes it incredible. But you know what I did talk to Mike about? I said, wow, you guys must have made a lot of putts, and you had to hit it pretty close. You can't win a tournament like that with 200 and how many players were there? 140 teams, maybe, I think, something like that.
114.
And you just can't win an event like that with all those good players without just doing a lot of great stuff and teaming well.
Yeah, well, you know, we always say, though, in the past when we've won, if you don't make a bogey, generally, for us, we think that we're going to have a chance to win. But, you know, starting off the first day, making two bogeys in the first four holes, and then the second day a bogey on the third hole, it just seems so unlikely. But you know what happens in a best ball, Doug? You've played enough of them, and all those guys out there that are listening, you know, you get to a point where you can teeter on the edge of going the other way, meaning the bad way. And we always did something that was good, and it just turned things around, you know, where we could have gone two over, we went back to even.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to two over, and then you're looking at each other, and then everything's, you know how that goes. The attitudes change, and it was just like that. Each time we got to one over, we got right back to even, and then we made a birdie on the next couple holes, and you're under par. So then, you know, you're under par. Well, you know, it's shooting the 60s. And then all of a sudden it's like, man, we're seven under now. Let's shoot 62 if we can.
That's right.
Your whole attitude changes.
So tell me about the last hole.
Oh, the last hole, yeah. if you couldn't have scripted it, it would have been really something if we'd have been the last group out. But the way it all happened, 18 at Boyne, the Heather course, a very tough downhill hole, over water, second shot. And Mike hit two really good shots and bounced it off the middle of the green into the back face of the bunker. So you have to picture the face of the back bunker is above Mike's head. So he's standing with his right leg about where his right ear is, hitting back towards the water, out of the bunker, with a back pin, no room, and he's over there. And I have a chip on the side of the green that's, Mike would probably get up and down 99% of the times, but he knows my chipping's not too good. And he stands in there and hits this shot, and it just clears the bunker, trickles onto the green. He's got it 6 feet. Pin high right. I mean, just impossible. The two guys I'm playing with, they couldn't believe it either.
Yeah.
And then I subsequently hit a terrible chip, 18 feet past the hole, like normal, and got up, missed my putt, and then I just grabbed the flag stick and my putter, took my hat off, because I just, knowing Mike like I do,
he is not
going to let this one get out of there after how hard we worked all day, and he knocked it right in the center of the cup.
Mike is a relentless competitor.
Yep, and like I always say, he never gives up, and he never lets you give up.
Right.
And if anybody's ever played against or with Mike, absolutely knows that. He's in there for one reason, and it's to win.
Well, Ron, it sounds like, you started off, you go three holes in, you bogey on that second day, and you're already playing from behind, but then you kind of turn it on. Is it? Do you feel? Because you kind of talk like it was surprised. Just whatever happens. But was there a moment where you felt like this was going to be a good round, where you just kind of feel stuff clicking?
Well, after Tuesday, after the third hole, we just stepped to the next hole, is a par three that's very hard into the wind. Most people are going to bogey probably the hole,
mm-hmm.
and I make a 15-foot putt that barely crawls in the hole. It wiggles in somehow for a birdie, and then birdie the next two holes. So, make three birdies in a row, and here we are, two under par when we're thinking we might go to two over par.
Right.
And then I birdie 8, Mike birdies 9, I birdie 10, I birdie 14, he birdies 15, then he birdies 17. I mean, it just barrel rolls after that. You think, well, isn't everybody else doing this?
Well, I noticed.
So it's a lot of fun.
That's great. I did notice on the leaderboard a lot of really good players. Of course, some of the older guys were, there was you guys, and I think Frank McAuliffe and his son were a couple shots back, and then beyond that, I didn't see any really of the older good players on the leaderboard until you got about to 20th or 25th place, and then they went down. But so my point is, there's a lot of young players that are in there that are hitting it a mile, and those guys are now your competitors. But it's really hats off to guys that are in their 50s and 60s that are beating all these young guys.
Well, when you're standing on a tee or out in the fairway, and the kid you're playing with is 16 or 17, I think, one of the kids I was playing with, and I was from my ball to him, I was shooting it, and it was 70 yards, from our tee balls. That's how I gauge how far I'm hitting it, and I'm hitting a 4-iron, and he's hitting a sand wedge. You're definitely at a disadvantage there, but, sometimes age takes over, Doug, you know where to put it sometimes, and you get things turned around the other way.
Experience paid off.
Yeah, this time it's fun.
Well, there's a lot of good players. Actually, the best players in the state play in this event. It's a pro and an amateur, if people didn't know, and it's a two-man best ball. And hats off to you guys for playing so well and winning for the third time. And on to the next tournament.
Appreciate you hearing the story and getting me on today. Thanks a lot.
You got it,
Ron. You guys got anything going on at the country club you wanted to mention or?
No, we just had the Tony Open on Monday, and we actually have the Lumen Christi Audi in another couple of weeks. And just club events and kids getting out of school and the driving range packed and just the way we want it.
Professional Ron Berman and amateur Mike Raymond, thanks, you guys.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Yeah, Ron Berman. He and his partner, Mike Raymond. Winners at the Nike Golf State Pro-Am with a round 168, round 264. Total for minus 12. One-shot win over the next two teams. 114 total squads. Best players in the state. Congratulations. They won it also previously in 1995 and 2001. And I did read earlier that the 22 years between their first win and their most recent win is the longest gap between two people winning it twice. And additionally, they're the only ones to win it in three decades as well. So
pretty great. Great stuff.
Yeah, very cool story. So we appreciate Ron coming out. We'll take a break here on the Nooner, and we'll come back with more. Your calls at 990-9426. The Nooner, Steve Boyle in for GOC.